Sports Betting Show. I'm Pat McAfee, covered at Thunderdome. I am Tony.
Atta baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian Station. He's a lovesick baby.
We have light, my friend.
Light.
He's a lovesick.
Gumpy's lovesick.
Bruce.
Love sick.
No.
Gumpy's
hey,
love
Tony.
Sick.
Yeah.
That, I watched Top Gun Maverick.
Ooh! How was it?
Banger. Not gonna lie. Got a little dusty in there.
Dude, I watched it also last night again, obviously. When he fucking goes through that course in 2 minutes and 15 seconds, shows the boys and girls that it can be done. Oh, boy. Does the hair stand up on the back of your neck? Let's fucking go, Mav.
The banger.
Bruce.
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
Happy Boxing Day to all.
Happy Boxing Day, lad. You're off to a hot start.
Keep the Boxing Day going. Don't listen to Nick's misinformation about Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
You'll have to take that up with him. I've been told there's no NHL tonight, so you won't be able to take that up with him on the program today.
I already told him.
I imagine it in Great Britain with just a bunch of people boxing in the streets.
I envisioned that everyone stood on boxes and yelled, "Merry day after Christmas!"
Or yeah, like return boxes.
That's a good one. I never thought of Happy Boxing Day, Mitt.
Hey, Happy Boxing Day.
I hope everyone had a great Christmas, Christmas Eve, all the holidays that are happening. Congrats to everybody.
It was a good Lakers season, Mitt.
Good Lakers season, Mitt.
Yeah. Trade AD.
There was like 1 or 2 weeks there where there was hope, though.
With Anthony Davis on the team, you're putting all your eggs in that fucking basket. We all knew it was going to happen. He's going to get hurt. Happened last year. Like, just get him out. It doesn't matter.
All right, let's roll through kind of a little bit what happened this weekend. Then we will do Monday Night Football tonight. A couple bowl games coming up. Currently, New Mexico State at half, 14.
Hell yeah.
College football Friday, Houston. Great win and cover.
That was a live bet special, Tony.
Boom. Wake, never a dot over Mizzou. Good for
Danny.
check.
Hell yeah.
Saturday, I forgot this game actually was played. I don't know which side I picked either. I think I picked San Diego State.
If a tree falls in the woods.
Yeah, we did. We were on San Diego State.
Okay, so we lost that one. Middle Tennessee State won that one, 25-23.
Bucks.
Anyone good watch game. That one?
Bit of a banger.
Yeah, you watched it? On it.
Kid on San Diego State hit a 52-yarder to go up.
Fucking Hawaii Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out.
Hawaii.
Fucking shout out. What time was that game? I was probably watching an NFL game.
Yeah, it was on at the same time. It kind of got lost in the headlights.
And then, like I said, New Mexico State and Bowling Green playing as we speak. Now, let's roll over to some of the professional league. See what happened this weekend. Bills fucked around with the Bears for a little bit, but they did end up winning in cover. They just decided to come out in the second half and just fucking run the ball. Smart.
Bears hung for a bit, though. I think if you're a Bears fan, you can't be mad about that game.
Yeah, I think there's like... there's bad teams.
If you're a bad team, I think what the Bears is doing is perfect. You're competing, but you're still losing to get a good pick.
And they're
fucking beautiful.
And they're playing. They're playing for their
coach. Like you're hanging around with good teams.
They haven't given up on their
not a dumpster fire.
Yeah, not a dumpster fire. New Orleans and Cleveland under. Thank God it hit. Came home.
How the fuck Browns lose?
Good call on the fucking
Taysom Hill getting it going.
Taysom Hill game.
He sees the cold weather and he calls his own number.
That's smart. Smart. Yeah, the Browns were what? They were winning, and then they weren't. Turnovers. There was a couple interceptions in that game both ways.
They got 39 points in 4 games with Deshaun.
Not great.
Pretty good.
Not great. KC, that one was never really in question. Congrats on them covering. They were on an 0-6-1 ATS run. The Seahawks are now on an 0-6 ATS run.
Geno is just holding that ball, taking that extra hitch. It is just as D-Butt said, it's a problem for them.
But we have the ultimate Geno revenge game on Sunday, boys.
Giants? Jets?
At home against the Jets.
Okay. Minnesota finds a way against your fucking New York football
team. Yeah, the Giants beat themselves. The Vikings got very lucky.
What happened to Richie James?
He, what do you mean, what happened?
He fucking balled out.
Guys, he played okay. he's getting eight targets. Luckily, he didn't fumble.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, Richie James is just not it. Isaiah Hodgins, though, great game.
Is Galladay even dressing?
I think he played a snap.
So he's dressing at and least, not finding the field. He's not, like, inactive.
Yeah, they're just not playing him.
Interesting.
I think he played a snap.
When can you cut him and not take a hit, Bruce?
Never, I think. But, like, probably best is, like, before June 1 or whatever.
Well, we'll look. We'll dive into that.
Will we?
Yeah, I'll dive into it. Will we?
Yeah. So like the Giants have like 56 of cap space, and I'm already like writing off the Galladay. You have to. But yeah, the Giants kind of gave it away. Greg Joseph, absolute bomb from 61. The Vikings are the worst 12-3 now, right?
They're so,
the worst 12-3 team in NFL history by a wide margin.
You're gonna have to eat some cap on that. Contract
off. $15 million, right?
13.5-ish.
Yeah.
Goodbye. No, sorry, you can save 13.5.
Yeah, it's like $15 million hit.
Yeah, it's not great.
Goodbye.
Not great. What do you think of Orlovsky saying just cut Russ, 107 million?
That's a lot of money.
That's not on the table.
That's a lot of money.
It might be.
But, that was something
but also,
that Orlovsky says
hey, this morning. I understand that, but like also you're not going to fucking win with them. You made me.
Can we not? Can we just get this over with? I'll save everybody the time. The next head coach of the Denver Broncos is Frank Reich.
Maybe.
They have a relationship or?
Jesus. How about that?
Fair. Fair point.
I don't know. I don't know, though. I don't know if the
maybe Waltons
go. Like, that's the guy.
But they're not going to go with a new guy again because they just did it and it failed. It's going to be an old firm.
Maybe he'll retire like a samurai.
But at least they could go with a new guy who, I don't know, called plays.
What, you didn't think he was running the gold zone?
I don't know how many times I saw them in the gold zone.
Who's that?
Brock.
No, he was running the gold zone for the Packers.
Incredible false Billy.
But to Dan's point, though, you're not going to win with Russ.
No.
I know. I get it. It's a lot of money, but fuck. Guy stinks.
Maybe they can transfer the contract to CBS or something.
What was the spread on? No, they covered. It was 3.5. Cincy not covering would have been blasphemy.
Travesty.
An absolute travesty.
Why are you throwing the ball with the lead 52 times? That is insane.
Good question. It's a good question. Fucking Panthers just ran it up and down the field on the Lions.
What happened, lads? That ruined every parlay teaser I had.
Yep, me too. I mean, I said on this show that like I thought that the Lions would stop the run and therefore stop the Panthers, and just couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah, but who'd the Lions play the week before? Jets?
G-man? Yes.
Jets.
Yeah, Jets just can't run the ball, I guess.
Well, and the Panthers ran for like 80 yards against the Steelers the week
before. Yeah, so but it's credit to Wilkes, because you know that he just went in and was like, look, we need to run the ball.
The Panthers win out, they win the South, right?
I hope they do, because I think they put up more of a fight than the Bucs.
The Bucs are a fucking embarrassment, dude.
They suck to watch, too. They are.
Oh, they should have lost again last night, dude. It's insane.
Baltimore win and cover against Atlanta. That was an ugly game. You were right to not bet on that game so that you didn't have to watch it.
But Baltimore, I mean, they just find a way to win. They're just gonna get in, and Lamar's gonna be healthy at the start of the playoffs. Like, I don't hate it.
Yeah, Tennessee's dead. We'll say that.
That one hurt. Titans -3 felt like the easiest bet of all time.
Niners win it, and then after the first run of the game, I thought it was.
Yeah. You guys were talking about Henry's putting up numbers, but he has had two massive fumbles.
Huge. You're
massive.
Right. Niners win and cover. Poor Heinicke. He had no chance.
He didn't deserve that.
He was like,
he'll be starting for somebody else next year, I think.
He was like,
get him out of here.
It was like Coach Herman Boone and the Titans when they said, one slip up, Herman. And
yeah, seriously.
You're gone.
Yeah, looks good.
The Colts should just sign up Baker and Heineke and have them battle.
All right, that'd be
Derek Carr. Derek Carr
with Derek Carr.
Yeah, with Derek Carr.
Nice. Okay. Speaking of, Steelers win and cover.
Great what a barn game. Burner!
Great ball game.
If the Eagles if the Eagles plus four and the Steelers lost, then I may have retired. On
Eagles
the spot.
Should not have lost. Obviously, that fucking fumble they shouldn't have lost. Green Bay and Miami, rest in peace, lad.
I mean, the fumble before half kind of started everything. Like yeah. that game probably would have been dead if they scored there, but I don't know. The three interceptions, the first one's bad. The second one, I think Mostert didn't turn around, but the third one, like, you have Tyreek there and Jeff Wilson is wide open underneath that are each going to get to the 50. You haven't used Gesicki all year.
Nope.
And you go to him in that spot, like, I love Tua. He's my quarterback, but fuck, come on, lad. Like, it was bad. It was very bad. And now you got to go to New England. We're favored in New England. Like, that's a good defense. And then you're at home to the Jets. That's a good defense. Like,
especially if Mike White's playing.
Listen,
what if Stravolski runs one in to end the Dolphins season?
Oh, no.
I mean, it'd just be the fucking cherry on top. Like, I'm so used to this. It's just, it just is what it is, man. We can't have nice things.
Well, that's what I said to the Lions fans this weekend.
Yeah.
Be careful when you hope, okay?
Little too close to the sun.
When you get hope, you get...
I just want to just get to the dance. Like, yeah. If the Dolphins got to the playoffs and... Like, that would be a success for me. I've been saying it since fucking the start of the year. With the schedule they had, it's just...
Was the last time they made it when Bud Dupree murdered a guy?
Yeah, Matt Moore's head did a 360 and he sat out one play and wobbled back onto the...
At least let me wobble back in.
Matt Moore's corpse fucking walked back
might on. Might be the hardest hit I've ever seen in my life.
That's like why there are independent spotters now.
Exactly.
Matt Moore went back into that football game. Bud
Dupree launched himself.
His nose was in the ear hole.
He fucking Iron Man flew, dude.
If you guys have never seen that, Google Bud Dupree, Matt Moore.
Hardest hit in
the I was so hyped up watching that. I was wearing like an orange Ricky Williams tarp, and then it was over before it started.
All right, tonight 3.5.
Tonight,
Chargers at the Colts. Kickoffs at 8:16. 3.5 is the number. Colts home pups. The total is 44.5. There's a boost. There's a boots. Boots on the grind boost. Last time there was a boots on a grind boost, it won.
Mm-hmm. 1-0 on the boots on the grind.
Tonight's boots on the grind boost is Austin Eckler and Deion Jackson to score. Nice and simple. Simple and sweet. Chargers rush defense stinks. Austin Eckler scores every game. Boom. What are you going to do about it? Plus 700 on FanDuel Sportsbook right now. Also, D-Butt's got a same-game parlay out there. Chargers plus 3.5. Keenan Allen, 70. Mike Will, 50. And Eckler, anytime touchdown. So both of those need Eckler to score tonight. He scores a lot. How do you boys feel about tonight's game? Lod?
Give me the points with the Colts.
All right.
Feels like one of those games for the Chargers. It's always close with them, no matter what. They're better as a dog than a favorite. I don't think the Colts win. Maybe they do, but I think this is a close game for whatever reason.
Okay.
I agree. I too am on the Colts plus the 3.5. You said it, man. The Chargers have won one game this year by more than six. I think the Colts hang around, maybe Moneyline, Gatorade bath for Jeff Saturday, walking out on, getting carried out on players' shoulders. I mean, you know, Parks Frazier just needs to keep it simple. Run the fucking ball.
Pete Franklin?
Parks Frazier?
Sorry, Pete Parks Frazier.
Yeah, he's still calling plays?
Yeah, well, barely. They gotta just run the shit out of the ball and then do play action four verts and have Nick Foles throw it up to Jelani Woods and see if you can cover.
Damn it.
We're going to be taking the under of 44 here. Unders have just been all time this year, especially on primetime. And this is just screaming like one of these. Well, we have to watch. Well, we get to watch football. These two teams, I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully Eckler ends up in the end zone, but I don't really see anybody else.
Okay. I looked.
What do you say, Tony?
Okay. Come on.
He's going to take the Chargers to 2.5.
75% of the money's on the Chargers. I don't live in a world where I would bet on Nick Foles over Justin Herbert. I can't do it. I don't even want the 2.5. I'll lay the three. I'm going to lay the 3.5 for the Chargers.
Wow. Ooh.
Alt spread it to like 6.5.
I just don't know how you come back from a 33-0 when you give that up.
Yeah, no, it is a primetime broken back potential situation.
Fucking Monday Night Football, dude. Yeah,
they're going to get up. They're going.
You're right. Monday Night Football. They got up against the Steelers for Monday night.
They're going to get up.
Hell yeah. They were up for a bit.
They're going to get up.
Give me the fucking Chargers.
Are you going? Are you boots on the ground,
Tony? Personally, no.
Yeah. Call the sitter, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Call the sitter.
The sitter is not getting called.
Call the sitter, Tony.
Colts Chargers.
Oh. Mr. Cougar.
Fucking the Steelers are in town. Yeah, 3.5, I guess. All right. I mean, I don't love it.
I looked.
We'd go a long way if the Chargers lost.
Yeah, trust me, I'm rooting for the Colts tonight.
But you're not.
No. The Steelers fan of me is rooting for the Colts. Actually, it's a win-win tonight. Okay? But the
Steelers fan doesn't gamble.
Mm-hmm. On this situation, he does, though, because if the Chargers win, I win money. If the Colts win, Steelers playoffs.
Chargers by two. Chargers by two confirmed.
That would suck. Okay. That would suck. Okay.
I went back and looked at a Nick Foles best case scenario type of deal where, like, who did he like to target on the Eagles? Turns out tight ends and big wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey in particular. So I threw a little 25.
Wait, hold on. Oh, you went back to Nick Foles.
Yeah, yeah.
He did love Alshon Jeffrey.
Yep. And his tight ends.
Yes. This is from 2017.
Are they going to fucking play Jelani Woods?
They better because he's in this parlay. Alec Pierce, 25+. Deion Jackson, 25+ rush yards. Jelani Woods, over 24.5. 25. Dude. Can you do something for me?
All right. Good luck.
Can you play Jelani Woods for me?
Fucking good luck.
5 snaps a game for me.
Okay.
We got some breaking news out of the footy world, Tony.
Oh, no.
Liverpool is closing in on the transfer of Gakpo, the lad from the Netherlands who scored in almost every game in the World Cup.
You said he was. You said that was going to happen. I thought you were going to say Pulisic. That would have been a lot cooler, but.
Woo!
All right. Tomorrow we have bowl games. They're all right. Nothing to write home about. Nothing to call a sitter about, tell you that much.
Mac going up on a Tuesday.
You're right. Will that
so back?
Will that influence my? Huh?
It should.
Mm.
Interesting.
I mean, why would it not, Tony?
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
All factors considered.
All factors considered. And,
I mean, I don't know where it is, but if it's cold, that helps too.
It's in Montgomery, Alabama, which could be cold.
Nope, not cold.
It's probably pretty fucking warm.
Fucking could be cold.
It's cold.
I'm not sure if you saw, but it was snowing in Miami, so it could be cold. All right, tomorrow, Georgia, Southern
snows,
Buffalo.
Snows in Miami every weekend.
In the Camellia Bowl. what I got for notes here? Georgia Southern quarterback. Ooh, fun, intriguing fact here. Georgia Southern's quarterback who passed for almost 4,000 yards and 25 touchdowns this season played at Buffalo for 5 seasons.
Ooh, revenge.
Revenge angle. Buffalo does, I have the statistical advantage against Georgia Southern, though, but they are 0-4 in their last 4 overall ATS. Two of their running backs who combined for 900 yards this year didn't play in the regular season finale against Akron. They're not sure if they're going to go. And they have a receiver and a tight end who are entering the portal. What's the line on this one?
4.5.
Georgia Southern's favored?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I think I lean that way. I think that way is the way I'm going to go.
Mac is covered. Have they won every bowl game so far except for Bowling Green?
Bowling.
The game's not over yet. Okay.
Feed me Buffalo getting 4.5 on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, Buffalo getting the 4 on a Tuesday. It's Mac show. We ride with Mac here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm cool with it. Memphis versus Utah State in the First Responder Bowl. Memphis, they are favored because statistically they are the better team. But they went 2-5 down the stretch, so not great. Utah State did win 3 of their last 4. Their leading rusher did enter the NFL draft, though. I'm not positive because he entered the draft, if he's not playing or not. Let me see. Yeah. Or no, he will play.
He's playing?
Yeah. He declared for the NFL draft and was originally reported to have opted out, but is going to play in the game.
Get that stock up. Talk to his agent.
Seriously.
Put those pads on.
Let's see here. Who's that for? I don't know which way I'm going to go. What are you guys doing in this one?
I was leaning Memphis till you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like a blind underdog.
I don't love this game.
Mitt will take Utah State, I imagine.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, I'm betting Utah State on the money line.
Ooh.
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 Go on, son.
You cheeky devil.
I don't know what I obviously not a high confidence pick here.
Low.
Very low.
Low confidence out of me, too.
I'll take the dog.
Hell yeah.
I'll take the dog.
Just trying to see who's out for Memphis here.
Memphis is, let's see here, still has 2 talented backs. It doesn't look like they have any real opt-outs, so that's good. If you're looking for, like, motivation.
Yeah, no Utah State or, Calvin Tyler Jr. Is he in or out for Utah State?
That's the running back. He's in.
He's in?
Yep.
Ooh. Here we go. Give me the over.
Okay. There you go.
Feels right.
Do we want to do the 6:45 and 10:15 game now, or you want to do it tomorrow? Since they'll do it for tomorrow. That'll be Coastal.
Let's gather our intel.
That'll be Coastal and ECU and then Wisconsin, Oklahoma State.
I'll ask you now, though. Grayson McCall, one foot out the door, doesn't care, with a bang.
Is Fickell in the building?
For Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the building, yes. Yeah, not going to be coaching, but Jim Leonard's going to be coaching. Hopefully they'll try to get one, win one for the guy on the way out.
And what's his name? Transfer for Oklahoma State. I think feels like a Wisconsin money line there.
Yeah, so I tweeted out, I have an 18-leg parlay and 16-way round robin. I do have in those games tomorrow, the 2 games that I have for tomorrow is ECU money line and Wisconsin money line.
Fair play. So
cash out right now is currently
has Gunnar Gundy
$500.
Has Gunnar Gundy been starting all year?
No.
This is a debut.
So you know who was starting. Gundy. Tell him who was starting, lad. Spencer Sanders.
Yes, sir. And he left.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was hurt for a bit, so the other kid has played.
Gunnar Gundy took a couple snacks, looked a little rattled. Yeah, it's Mike Gundy's kid.
Actually. Yes, no, I imagine, yeah.
And the other guy got a couple snaps, too. Wisco, fucking, what's his name, is transferring to Florida. Good luck, Florida. That makes sense.
Florida? What were you talking about?
Graham Mertz is transferring to Florida.
Yeah, that is wild.
He won't play.
Couldn't play with quarterback at Wisconsin, but he's going to go play at Florida?
Well, who do they have now that Richardson left?
That's interesting.
Where did Drew Pine land? He's a Sun Devil now.
Arizona State. Drew Pine's a Sun Devil. Devin Leary's a Wildcat.
Our sweet Slobodan.
Our sweet Mormon Slobodan is now at BYU. I'm on Cash App Watch, so.
Don't do it, Tony. Be a man.
Be a man.
What number do I look to cash out at?
6.
1,000?
Yeah. You're 4 now.
Do you know what the max with the return is?
270 something.
Yeah. So you think 6. 4, no, but 6 maybe?
6 I start.
I don't hate the cash out on the round robin, but the money line I ride.
The parlay. Oh,
dude. Yeah, the parlay.
I bet 25.
What's that win?
25 to win 115 on the parlay. Okay. And the cash out on that's 1,000.
Cash the parlay. Dude.
And the round robin is 150 to win 290. Cash out is 4,500. Right
but
now.
It hasn't dropped a leg.
No.
And you can drop
two legs
and it'll be significantly less.
Yes.
But like still more than the cash
still pretty, out. Yeah.
So probably. You can't really cash out.
I'm gonna have to ask Johnny Sheeran. Hey, what do we drop down to here if one of these?
Johnny matches? Sheeran's at the fucking Emirates, right?
I saw that.
And Arsenal just put up 2 in the second half.
No.
Yeah, 2-1, 66.
No.
College basketball? College basketball today?
No, sir.
So no college basketball, no NHL, NBA. Is there NBA today or no?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. There's like 6 games.
What do you guys like?
My phone is completely frozen right now, but
I like the Nets getting 2.5 at Cleveland, and I will lay 5.5 with the Clippers at Detroit.
Okay.
I too like the Nets plus the 2.5 at the Cavaliers. They are rolling. And then I like the Pelicans money line with the Pacers coming to New Orleans there.
Okay.
Well, we are all going to be hitching our wagons to the Nets here tonight. And then I'm also going to take the Utah Jazz minus 4.5 going into Sacramento. Sacramento just kind of stinks.
Is Sabonis out?
San Antonio.
Yeah, that's what I meant. San Antonio, the Spurs, not Sacramento.
3-1, Arsenal's fucking come flying. Come on. Jesus.
The West Ham and underplay. Not working out.
I didn't know Boxing Day overs was a thing, Lod.
Fuck me neither. Fresh legs out there, it appears.
This harkens back. I think I'm 1-3 on EPL today. It harkens back to how there's some English lad losing all his NFL bets, and that makes it okay for me to lose all my EPL bets.
Son of a bitch.
What happened?
Mexico State threw a pick 6 because I talked about it on this fucking show.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
Cash out.
No, don't do it, Tony.
Do it, Tony.
Son of a bitch. All right. Is that it?
Yeah. Just got some league tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the league. Oh, it's back on a Tuesday. Going up on a Tuesday.
Big match day. To be fair, I like Monaco money line at Auxerre. I like Lille moneyline at Clermont Foot. I like Lens draw no bet at Nice. Lens has been very good this year. I also like Lyon moneyline at Brest. I like Rennes draw no bet at Reims, and finish it off with Nantes draw no bet at Troyes.
Okay, good luck in league. Go outside for like 1.5 hour, 2.5 hour.
Good to have it back, to be fair.
Great to have it back, to be fair.
Fucking Tuesday night league.
I'll probably lay like 2 goals with PSG.
For like 1.5 hour, 2 hours. Yeah,
that's always a good time.
For how long?
For like 1.5 hour, 2.5 hour. Win for nothing.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, December 27th.
Ooh,
God, we're getting in the thick of bowl season. Four games on a Tuesday, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, real nice. Oh, we got the playoffs this week, too.
Hell yeah.
Playoffs?
Playoff?
He's talking about the playoffs.
All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.